please.
Item 6, a resolution by Supervisor Broderick naming the walkway from North Prospect Avenue and East Brady Street down to the Lakefront Oakleaf Trail after historical and environmental preservationist Ms. Donna Schleiman.
This was an item brought to me by constituents who are present with us today. I'd call Gail Fitch up. Rather than make this, I think that, come on up. Those of us who knew Donna Schleiman well and understood her contribution to our park system, her advocacy, her regular, steady commitment over decades, that's what prompted me to refer this to the Parks Committee. It came back with a positive recommendation. So perhaps you could elaborate a bit, Ms. Fitch.
Well, Donna came to Milwaukee in 1962, and so for more than 50 years, she was always very appreciative of Milwaukee's assets, and especially after she retired, she pretty much worked full-time on various efforts to help preserve the parks and in historic preservation, and this is the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee, and I maintain that the built environment is part of the environment, too. So she was trying to keep Milwaukee nice in more than one way. I ended up writing a biography of her, Donna Schleiman, Keeping Milwaukee Nice. And it lists 12 places that she nominated for historic designation, including Kilbourne Reservoir Park. And the bathhouse at Gordon Park, which didn't work out. The Blatt's Pavilion in Lincoln Park, which didn't quite work out, but due to other efforts, still stands. And she just was utterly amazing. She would go to her computer every day and look for articles about parks, about historic preservation around the country, practically around the world, and would forward them to the groups that she belonged to. So she was a tremendous watchdog and researcher, and she would go to places and take pictures. When the Humboldt Yards was going to be developed, she took an entire roll of film, every possible angle of that area, the bridge. I mean, she was very serious about this, wanting to have this be preserved, how it looked. Be preserved if we couldn't save the space, at least there were going to be pictures of it. And she was just really dedicated. And what happened was she was from Pekin, Illinois. And in 1959, she spent 3 months in Milwaukee for nurses training. And she was so impressed with Milwaukee that after she graduated, her second job, she found her way back to Milwaukee, worked in various hospitals until 1995 when she retired. And it turns out when she'd go home to visit Pekin, Illinois, she found that her church, her grade school, the Carnegie Library, the fancy old movie theater, all these buildings had been torn down in Pekin, Illinois. And she saw all these wonderful things in Milwaukee and thought, wow, we really need to make sure this doesn't happen here. And here we are, a bigger city, and yet we still had a lot of these great old large buildings here. And then she really wanted to make sure that this wouldn't happen in Milwaukee like it had happened in Little Pekin, Illinois. And so that was kind of her motivation. We found a script where she wrote all this down after she died. I asked that her historic files be saved, and so we found out all this information about her that nobody knew. I mean, everybody knew what a tremendous person she was. She was so nice, but just because people are nice doesn't mean they aren't extremely bright. And, I mean, talented in ways you wouldn't believe. I mean, photography, research. I mean, she was just amazing. And she was so low-key and down-to-earth and everything. I mean, she's one of those people that there's a lot more than what shows on the surface of the package. And she was never married, had no children. And there's so many people that were just, she was such a great leader of so many groups, really. And that we thought, you know, at her funeral, people were saying there should be some sort of permanent memorial to her that would be visible in a public place where people can go and see that name. And so we thought that the walkway is a very nice public place where people are walking, so they're going slowly, they can see the sign. And we're thinking it'll say Donna's Way, which somebody pointed out would have kind of a double meaning because she had such a gentle way of doing things. I mean, she was just absolutely perfect in how she did everything. You know, just tactful, well-informed, persistent. Persistence is always good. And then also to have her name, Donna Schliemann, and her dates 1937 to 2013, and smaller type on the sign. So we don't have the exact sign design yet, but we have an idea. So there'd be one sign at the top, one sign at the bottom. And then people would go and kind of be made more aware of her, because thousands of people take that little path every day or week or month. And so I thought that would be a really good way. Our group of fans thought that would be a really good way to have her be remembered.
Well, we thank you for launching this initiative. Donna passed away in December, if I recall correctly.
December 20th.
Of this past year.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your comments. We have other people who also want to testify. James Hartel. Is it Hurdle?
Hurdle.
Hurdle, Jim. Sorry about the mispronunciation.
Thank you, Chairman.
Sure.
Supervisors. I'm Jim Hurdle, the proud owner of Bruce City Redevelopment Group, which owns the best place at the historic Pabst Brewery. And Donna Schliemann was a huge resource for me in helping save half of the buildings at the Pabst Brewery. At one point, we wanted to save 23 of 28 buildings, and it looked like that was going to happen. But then things shifted, and we were only going to save 5 of 28 buildings. And Donna and people like Gail Fitch and others in attendance here fought that project and saved exactly half, 14. So we saved 9 more buildings at the Pabst. And anybody familiar, you have to be if you work this close, the Pabst is probably one of the hottest spots in Milwaukee right now. The Third Ward, Walker's Point, certainly. And other places, great things going on in Milwaukee. But Donna helped save half of the Pabst Brewery, and she certainly helped me do that. She was an inspiration to me. Any historic preservation cause, you could count on her being in the audience, up here testifying. That was Donna's way. And one thing that I'd like to say, in the interest of full disclosure, is sometimes Donna nominated properties where the owner didn't necessarily want it nominated. But she was more concerned about saving that building than worried about the additional cost for future improvements for the property owner. So sometimes it was Donna's way or the highway. So I think it's appropriate. I think she would be a great example for any person, certainly for women in Milwaukee, as somebody that was very feisty, took time out of her day to do what she felt was right for the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee, and I fully support having a sign in her honor.
Thanks for your testimony, Jim. The you know, Donna, when she approached political types, particularly on parks issues, there were times following that when the political official might have to visit an osteopath or someone to help straighten out the arm again. She was good.
By the way.
Jim Gooley.
Thank you.
Jim Gooley of the Park People.
Good morning. I feel honored to speak to you today about pushing this forward and making sure that we get a really nice memorial for Donna. Donna was a long-term member of the Park People. I served on a board of directors with her for another nonprofit organization. And like it was mentioned earlier, she would be constantly researching park issues, historic issues, and sending them out to her group. And I was really looking forward every day to reading those emails, because it really helped me out in my job looking out for the Parks Department, because she would bring in things from other parts of the United States where park issues similar to ours were happening. And again, I just feel honored to speak on her behalf today and hope you guys push this forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And finally, John Lunds. Oh, he is not speaking.
Unless you want to, but I really do favor this amendment and do the right thing and please honor her. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions by committee members of any of the folks that we've talked to here? Supervisor Alexander? No, I thought you raised your hand. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting Ms. Donna. However, this has certainly been a passionate, compelling testimony, and I'd like to move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Staskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Donna would have blushed at that.
Good, thank you.
Item number 7.